Self-realization is a game of morphing sanskaras from their human form to their divine nature. The sanskaras are the tendencies and predispositions of the mind, will only change, however, when the locus of consciousness has changed. And that means that the attention must trace its course back to its source in the radiance, the fullness, the bliss, the luminous clarity and intelligence of the God Self. And by abiding in that vibrational frequency, the sanskara of perceiving the world in dualistic terms, with a split between subject and object, will fall away. And the limited identity will become unlimited. One's body will no longer be the organismic vehicle, but the entire cosmos, all that arises, all that disappears, all that enters into the field of consciousness is not other than a reflection and a manifestation of the one self. But it is the divinization of all of the sanskaras and the ending of the tendency to fall into the human ego level of self-chatter and of discourse with the other that must be eliminated. And so one must practice not having egoic relationships, not interpersonal relationships or even intersubjective relations, but relations of interbeing in which the self recognizes itself and the otherness and the sense of limitation and solidity of two bodies relating changes into the realization of one infinite consciousness at play. It is this shift of perception and understanding that expands the intelligence and the information base within the noosphere that becomes the mental body that contains all of the information of every past life and of all that which is in the mind of God for the future, and is able to establish oneself in total, infinite, eternal presence. And so it is the effort that must be made to refuse to fall into those egoic sanskaras until they have been exhausted and eliminated, weakened and completely depotentiated by the refusal to activate them or even entertain them. And then soon they disappear and there are no more obstacles. This is the Ganesha function of the soul. Ganesha's epithet is Vighna Vinashak, the destroyer of obstacles. One must have that intentionality of destroying all that stands in the way of your realization of God. And that must be the sole priority until that is achieved. And then the Ganesha function falls away, and the Shakti function emerges. And this is the nature of the goddess that is able to perceive all with divine love and wisdom and respond with that kind of balance of love and law that provides an accurate capacity to sustain harmonious relationality at a divine level. And activates the divine powers of healing and of non-local spontaneous attention to whatever nodes of consciousness within the morphogenic field are crying out for the energy of the presence of healing, love, mercy, forgiveness, and salvation from an internal hell realm. And this activates the subtle light body to function at an angelic level of consciousness. And it is this service at the angelic level that completes the karmic balance of accounts that frees one from any subjection to debts that may have been incurred in this or other lifetimes, and enables the complete detachment and dispassion from the matrix of the illusion of multiplicity. And then the Shiva function is activated. And this function destroys all that is destructible and saves and brings into full empowerment that which is indestructible. And through the destruction of that which needs to die to be freed from its own suffering, the rebirth of that which is indestructible in its pure and pristine and divine form, free of any baggage of sanskaras carried over from the previous cycle, now will allow the absolute freedom of consciousness to dream a new cosmos into being. This transformational process must happen accurately in terms of the relationship to the flow of time. It must not be delayed or deferred. And once one's consciousness has been opened to the truth of one's responsibility for the creation, one must not fall back into denial and concern only with the ego levels of one's existence, because then that creates a karmic debt to one's own God self that produces a burden that comes from failing oneself and it is this that produces the agony on that day of judgment when all that is destructible has been destroyed. If one had not completely destroyed one's ego and had entered into the lotus throne of responsibility for the well-being of the cosmos and all of the nodes of consciousness that have emanated from the One Self and that must be guided back into the singularity of the Self when all that is spread out in space and time has been withdrawn back into the Godhead. As we enter the final period of Kali Yuga and we see the coming apart of the world empires and we see the chaos and war, conflict, and complete failure of communication in all beings, we must understand that at a fractal level, every ego will be subject to those same forces. And if we are not out of the ego, we will find that its chaotic lack of a center and of a capacity of unified will bring one's consciousness back into a state of irretrievable internal chaos and incoherence if we have not in a timely fashion completely transcended that level of consciousness and brought divine order into the vehicle and its mental apparatus. So this is a time to redouble our yogic efforts, to realize fully our true nature as manifestations of Shiva without delay. And those who are in this process, because you are older souls with more prior lifetimes of karma still unsettled, will have more of eruptions of karma at the somatic level, at the relational level, and at all of the various levels, including mental disorders, that will create the deviations from the capacity to meditate if one has not arisen to that level that cannot be disturbed. And so we must now become unshakable in God consciousness in order to avoid that cascade of karmic events that will otherwise overwhelm the ego mind. Be prepared for what is unfolding and have the resources of God consciousness open and activated at all times to function from that level which can resolve all difficulties and enable you to abide in peace and internal joy, wisdom, empowerment, and freedom. this is the blessing of God for all of those who remain in remembrance with heartful adoration. May you be filled with the peace that comes of having emptied out the mind of all egoic tendencies, and to know the silent presence of the blissful self, both within and without. And may you know the deeper peace of having been absorbed into the love of God and the wisdom mind of God, and to be able to function through one's vehicle with that vibrational frequency and impeccability of action. And may you know the supreme peace of realization of the transcendent self, who never enters into the phenomenal plane, never leaves the absolute realm of light, of bliss, of timeless, formless, spaceless, eternal, limitless presence. But may you know that state in superposition with the playful nature of Shakti, forever on another grand adventure of creation, sustenance, and destruction of worlds as an offering of love in the act of union of Shiva and Shakti, and know the bliss of that union as your true nature. Namaste.